This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, as we get ready to say goodbye to the month of May. NBA Finals starts Thursday night. Stanley Cup Final on Saturday. Reggie Miller a little bit later on. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address DP at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, get involved in Marvin's Cookout playlist. Go to danpatrick.com right now and vote. And then tune in Friday to hear your winning playlist. And we've narrowed this down to the states of Colorado and Florida paying tribute to the NBA Finals.
That's right. Let's go. Get your votes in.
Okay. And then we ran down some of the famous music acts from those states yesterday. Yes, Marv?
I was getting some flack on Twitter.
Ooh.
They said Limp Bizkit's not a two-seed. I said, you guys weren't there in 1998.
I was, and they're not a number two seed.
He said, ripping somebody's head off. You guys don't like Fred Durst whining?
Seton, is Limp Bizkit a two seed?
Man, are we being ironic or?
Oh.
You know, I played Limp Bizkit not too long ago for my son because he was like, what is rap rock? Like, what? That was like a real genre of music. Oh. And so I put that on, and within 30 seconds, he was like, oh, no.
Okay.
No, please turn this off.
Okay. All right.
Please don't.
Yeah, Paulie.
Okay, then we got to open this up. Is Limp Bizkit the worst successful band of all time? They
from
were
Florida.
Very. Well, we could open it up.
I don't know if they're the worst best.
As far as, because. Maybe embarrassing to say you liked.
Okay, Creed was bigger than Limp Bizkit.
Oh, that's a hot, that's scalding hot take. Bigger?
Maybe.
I mean.
Similar run. Creed maybe have a little bit of a longer run.
I don't know. Scott Stapp with arms wide open? I mean, come on. Yeah, Paulie.
I'll never forget we were at the World Series in San Francisco, and the actor Andy Garcia agreed to do our show. Billy Crystal, the famous comedian, agreed to do our show. They were doing this thing on the field, and Scott Stapp from Creed said no.
And you know, the strange part with that is I played golf with him, and I had a great time with him. Met his son. I think he named his son after Mick Jagger. And I thought, all right, hey, go ask Scott, see if he wants to join it. He was singing the anthem. Yeah, Seton.
I'm seeing here that Limp Bizkit worldwide has sold 40 million albums.
All right.
Now, do you want to go over or under for Creed?
I'm going over.
Worldwide.
I'm going over.
40?
Yes. I'm going 55 million.
Dang, Dan, 53 million. You almost nailed it.
Nobody knows Creed.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you have that information off the top of your head?
I have no idea. There's a lot of useless information in there. Welcome to the program, already in progress, as you can tell. Seton, what kind of poll question do we have? Wait, are we going to have, is Limp Bizkit the worst, most popular band of all time?
Worst, best band?
Worst, best.
Is it worst, best, or best, worst?
Worst, successful band. Because they were successful. I'm sure they made a lot of hits and money over that 2 or 3 year window.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't want to single them out like that.
We'll have to do the poll question if we don't.
That's true. That is true.
I think they'd rather have this coverage than no coverage.
Really?
The Biscuits? I don't know if they're are they still playing?
I think they've been on tour lately, actually. Yeah.
I did it for the lookie.
shout out Owen.
That's my plan from Verizon that gives you control of your phone plan, and we want to give you control over Marvin's cookout playlist. Go to danpatrick.com right now and vote, then tune in Friday to hear your winning playlist. What other poll questions do we have?
Why don't we jump into some GM situations, Dan? Warriors GM Bob Myers stepping down.
All right.
Do you think he's stepping down because it was time, as he said? He wants a new gig, or maybe has a new gig, or he wanted to get out of there before, I don't know, maybe some contracts.
Okay, but it's time. It's time because why? There has to be a reason why it's time. Is it health? Burnout? Is there another job?
Luxury tax?
Are you going to bring Steve Kerr back for one more year? What are you going to do with Draymond Green? You know, they got some issues there. But, you know, Bob Myers, it's hard to be famous as a GM. Let's take Jerry West out of this. Red Auerbach was a brilliant GM as well. But it's hard. Theo Epstein, you know, got famous for being a GM, building two different championship rosters. Brian Cashman with the Yankees, famous as a GM. But Bob Myers, in an organization where you would think he would be overshadowed because they have Steph and they have Clay and they have Steve Kerr, he was available to the media, and he made a lot of interesting moves. He brought in Kevin Durant. He traded for Andre Iguodala. He drafted Draymond Green. He did a lot of really – he traded for Andrew Wiggins, who had been a disappointment as the number one player drafted by Minnesota. Now, he also whiffed on James Wiseman and Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody. But he is part of the reason why they became a dynasty. But I don't even think he's 50 years of age. And the only thing I thought was, well, the Knicks just let their GM go. Would he want that challenge? And by the way, aren't the Knicks succeeding? That you let your GM go, you don't extend his contract? And I thought that the Knicks were sort of on an uptick here. Made the playoffs a couple times. And I would have thought you're doing a pretty good job there. Right, Marvin?
They can't handle success.
Oh, okay.
They're like, we're doing well. We can't have this.
Yeah. Time to panic.
I mean, you finally get a little stability. You get a decent roster. You're making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not keep this guy.
But I don't know if Bob Myers wants to be a GM again. Maybe they let, you know, they got the Knicks let go of their GM because Bob Myers is available. Is there a coincidence here? Is there timing here? I have no idea. But I do think the Golden State Warriors, like, they're holding on to the last remnants of being a dynasty here. As Steph, his age, Clay, I think he's got one more year at like $43 million. Do you bring Draymond back? How long do you sign Draymond for? Does Steve Kerr want to coach longer? I think he's got one more year left on this contract. There's a lot of and they don't have that nucleus there. So you got Jordan Poole, but I don't know who he is anymore after what happened with Draymond. That nucleus that was going to take you into the next decade here, they're not great. And Wiseman was already traded. Kuminga is probably going to be available. And I just wonder, you know, they'll still be a formidable team because you have Steph and Clay. And if Draymond's back for one more year, but this appears to be the end of the road here coming up. So I thought it was a big deal that Bob Myers stepped down. Yes, Paulie.
I wonder if a guy like him looks at this and says, all the things you just said, I don't want to be here for the downside because that affects me and what a hot property I am for another team or another franchise in another sport or a bigger job. You know, if you leave now, you're intact. And you leave by choice. You take a nice gap year, whatever you want to do, and then people will break the bank to get you.
Well, you're under 50. I think he's 48. Obviously, there's a lot of opportunities out there for him if he wants them. I think it was reported that Kevin Durant reached out to him about maybe joining the Phoenix Suns, whether that's true or not. But I could understand if you're Kevin Durant, like, I know what that guy did in Golden State, bringing me in, and maybe that's what he could help us with the Phoenix Suns. But I don't know how that works, you know, with Golden State, or they let him go, and don't you have to have, like, a window where you can't work for somebody else for a year or something?
You think he's got a non-compete?
Is there a non-compete? We have it in our business. I don't know if they have it as a GM. You can't compete. Okay. You're going to sit out for a year. But Bob Myers, you know, he's been a great architect. In today's NBA, to stand out as a GM, he's done a pretty good job. Yeah, Paul?
I know you could trade for a coach, but can you trade for a GM? Could you trade, like, a player for a GM? That'd be a good time. Like, if players have been, or compensation and draft picks for coaches.
Yeah.
Let's say a team acquired Bob Myers where they owe compensation to the Warriors.
I would have traded for Jerry West as a GM. I would have given up a couple first-round picks for Jerry West.
Yeah. And sure. Like, if the Cubs had to pay to get Theo Epstein, I don't think they did, but it would have been well worth it.
All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. Any other poll questions that you have there? By the way, the Oakland A's have won two in a row. No, that's what it sounded like last night.
That's live audio.
That's live audio.
Let's go, A's. Hey, hot dog. Hey, hot dog.
The video of that kid running around the bases is just unbelievable.
Prior to the start of the game with the Oakland A's, some kid ran onto the field and ran the bases backwards, and nobody stopped him.
And was able to get back up into the stands. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if somebody even bothered to get him when he was there.
When he got back in the stands, they just doubled attendance.
I think they helped him get back into the stands.
Your A's are 12-45. They've won two in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be three tonight.
If you go to the Oakland A's website, and you'll see that you can get tickets. It ranges from $10 to $370. Imagine somebody paying $370 to go to see the Oakland A's. If I got to sit on the bench, I still wouldn't pay
$370. Oh.
No.
To sit on the bench in uniform?
Oh.
You get like a uniform for the day?
Do I get to shower?
with a bunch of underpaid men?
Yeah.
What the heck deal?
Yeah, okay. Do I get to take BP?
You know? No, that would be upcharge.
Okay, all right.
You'd have to be a sales guy to do that.
So we had a sales guy, a couple of sales guys we worked at ESPN. They got to do everything. We would be at the All-Star game, and then we would see the sales guys who would sell our radio show, and they'd be like, they'd have helmets and bats and jerseys and gloves and autographed balls. And we'd be like, where have you been? Oh, we got to take BP.
You
know?
Oh.
I'm like, okay, all right. They had the greatest time. They'd be like, hey, where are you guys going to dinner? And I go, I don't know. We have no plans. Oh, yeah, we just went to this unbelievable steakhouse. I'd be like, okay, all right.
We're staying at the Four Seasons. Yeah. That's where you guys are,
right?
Where
are you staying? We're staying at the Holiday Inn.
What's he doing in the on-deck circle? We're going to actually let him play in the third inning?
Yeah. But he would always, this one guy would always come up, and he was on scholarship constantly. And then he would always talk to Paulie.
Paulie, how you doing? Good show today.
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing tonight? Yeah, we're going to Ruth Chris.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a res over at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, we're going to the commissioner's party. What are you doing? I couldn't get a res. I was going to Taco Bell, I think.
Good for you. And then he'd look to talk to someone more important. Like, attaboy.
My per diem is $27.50, so I can't do that.
Going to Carl's Jr.
He would always look past you because he knew that there had to be somebody more important around you. And you'd be talking to him, and he would move to the side, so I would move to where his head was, so we'd make eye contact.
Played Wingfoot last week, Paulie.
Yeah.
Played 36. How about you? You at the driving range? What are you doing?
I got to go to Augusta to play. Oh, man, it's just tough, all this travel.
I'm beat. Going to go get a massage. See you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, those were our salespeople there. Yes, Paul.
So if you go to the A's website, the first thing on the whole website is tickets, single game tickets.
Okay.
The second tab is new ballpark.
Yay!
Look at this ballpark we might be building in
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But I like that it's, I think, 30,000 seats, so it won't feel as empty when you have 30,000 there as opposed to the Oakland Coliseum. And yes, I have been to a baseball game at the Oakland Coliseum and sat upper deck and watch the A's against the Kansas City Royals. That's baseball. Yes, Marv.
Please tell me it was George Brett's Royals.
No, it was not.
It was Mike Sweeney's Royals?
It might have been Mike Sweeney's Royals there.
Shout out to Mike Sweeney.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
I'm looking at the artist rendering of the A's proposed new stadium in Vegas. It is in an unbelievable spot. It's at the south end of the strip, just
it's by Tropicana.
I think Tropicana. I've got it here,
hotel.
Right by the MGM Grand.
Okay.
Across from Mandalay Bay and the Luxor, which means you're probably 10 minutes door to door to the airport. Honestly, you could be at the airport from the game in probably under 10 minutes.
Hmm.
It's in a real good spot.
Okay. What kind of foot traffic are you going to get? I would think a lot with those. I just don't know, unless you're going to go to the A's game and they're going to make it fun to gamble. But I just don't know why. Nobody in Oakland wants to see them, but in Vegas you're going to want to go see them?
I wonder if they're thinking that there's thousands of people already in the buildings within blocks of us. It's easy to walk over and see a baseball game.
Yes, Todd.
Maybe you could have like one-armed bandits where you pull down, maybe win some merchandise or a free hot dog or beer or something like that right outside.
Yeah.
Have a couple of...
Sure, why not?
Set it up. Why
like Fritzy using betting lingo, calling it one-armed bandits.
One-armed bandits.
Like this is 1971.
That'll be the slot machines. A roulette wheel.
Mr. Vegas.
Behind
that,
right field.
That you strike me as a one-armed bandit guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot dog, beer. Ah. Almost got a free hot dog. I'll play again. Let's try it.
Okay. So what's poll question we're going to go with?
Why don't we go with the Warriors GM?
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to bang on Limp Bizkit. I'm not familiar with
their
music. You're
protecting the brand of Limp Bizkit.
I was selling Scott Stapp and Creed.
Which of them is more Florida of a band?
Oh, wow.
Because, I mean, really, when I think of Florida, I think of, like, Two Live Crew first, but I'm not putting them in this category.
No.
I have too much respect.
Yeah, that's mean-spirited.
Yeah,
not on my watch.
No, not a chance.
Yeah.
But which one is more Florida?
I would think Creed is.
Really?
Tank tops, flowing hair.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
But Fred Durst, Oakley's on the top of your hat backwards.
Hat backwards. Mm. Right.
Barbed wire tattoo.
Ooh. Now, did he have the barbed wire tattoo all the way around his arm? Because that's the easy way out when you do the barbed wire. You got to go all the way around.
But you got to lift forever. You got to do arms and eyes and tries forever once you get that tat.
Nobody thinks about what they're going to look like 20 years after they get the tattoo. When it kind of when you go, oh, what's that name on your arm? And it starts to droop. You know, the letters start to blend together. But I don't know if Fred Durst was a guy who was jacked to begin with.
This dude just said he knew a guy in high school with a vanity plate that said Roland. Just one of their songs.
Roland. Okay.
Roland.
All right. I'm not well versed in.
With an apostrophe over the N?
I don't know about Limp Bizkit.
So Limp Bizkit Day, if Florida wins?
New metal day. Oh, gosh.
If Florida Panthers or the Miami Heat win, then we might have to have a Limp Bizkit Day.
I don't know that Colorado has a comparable, you know, like an apples to apples for Limp Bizkit and Creed.
Good for them.
I don't know. I mean, at first I thought that Colorado was going to get crushed in this poll question, but I don't know now.
They might win by losing. Like, they don't have somebody to compete against these guys. It might be the Trent Dilfer quote. You can't win by losing. In this case, you might. You might be able to. All right, let me take a break here.
Crush that thing.
We got sidetracked here. This is why we don't win a sports Emmy. Lebatard yesterday's on the show, and then his lights go out, and he's doing it by his candlelight. All right. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Reggie a little bit later on today. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Traeger Grill, it's ready. Are you ready? The Traeger lineup, the first gas-powered grill on the Traeger lineup, it's the Ironwood Grill. Man, it's gorgeous. The Traeger Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. Three separate cooking zones, which means you can cook a variety of foods at different temperatures all at once. Go to Traeger.com, and it's spelled T-R-A-E-G-E-R. I still think they should get Trey Young, you know, somebody else to be in there as a spokesperson for them. Unleash your full grilling potential. Traeger Flat Rock. Explore new flavors, frontiers, from fried eggs to stir fry. It's time for you to build yourself that dream outdoor kitchen you've always wanted. You get started at Traeger.com. Traeger.com, and you'll check out the Flat Rock today. Remember, use the promo code DP Show at checkout. You'll get free shipping. You are going to have a grilling summer that you will never forget. and you're going to love your Ironwood Grill. Traeger Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. And make sure you use the promo code DP Show at checkout for free shipping. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It's not Creed. It's not Limp Bizkit. It's real rock and roll. All righty. So we settled on a poll question. Is that right, Seton O'Connor?
Yes, we have, Dan. Warriors GM Bob Myers stepped down because he has a new gig, wanted out before the downfall, or it was just time. Right now, 61% say he wanted out before the downfall, it's spelled here.
And it's just a coincidence that the Knicks GM job is open, right?
Yes. Yes. We also put up more Florida band, Creed or Limp Bizkit, and right now, 69% of the audience, Limp Bizkit.
Okay.
Dang, all Creed. Right. Dang.
DeAndre Hopkins is a free agent. He's got 2 years left on his contract. He got suspended, I think, the first 6 games for PEDs last year. He had come back from knee surgery. He's had, I think, a total of 15 injuries, public injuries, since in 9 years. That's a lot of injuries for him. But I think 15 that we know of that have been reported. And everybody kind of considers him the same, you know, when they describe him, he's got the best hands in the NFL. Okay. He was targeted, I think, close to 90 times last year in a limited schedule. So what do you have, 9 games?
Yeah, in 9 starts, he had 64 catches, 700 yards. Mm-hmm. Though, you know, he was on, in a full season, he was on pace for like 125 catches.
Yeah.
He still seems like a good receiver.
Okay, why did the Cardinals release him? Now, I know they don't want to pay. I think it was $22 million. I don't know what they're on the hook for. I don't know the salary cap implications there, but it feels like you would need DeAndre Hopkins, but maybe they don't want him. Maybe they don't want to be good this year. If you're not going to have Kyler Murray to start the year, if I'm Kyler Murray, it'd be like, it'd be kind of nice to have a receiver there when I come back. When I come back. But DeAndre Hopkins, and they're talking about Buffalo and Kansas City. There's two teams that might be interested in DeAndre Hopkins. It feels like everybody would be interested. The question is, what's the price for DeAndre Hopkins? But Arizona on the clock, looks like, for the number one pick overall. Maybe the second pick overall. They have the Texans, number one pick after the trade with the draft. Yes, Paul?
Could a team like, you know, a team that's competing now offer DeAndre Hopkins an incentive-laden contract? Say, like, look, we don't know your condition. But remember when Julio Jones got picked up by the Titans a few years ago?
Yeah.
It didn't work out great, but it's worth a shot. They needed help with their passing game.
Yeah, but Julio Jones was spent, and I don't know if DeAndre Hopkins is, but if they're targeting him 10 times a game last year, I'm guessing he still has something. I mean, he's sort of like Andre Johnson. You know, you just had that guy, a big body, and he was able to get open, tough guy, and pretty much universally hailed as having the best hands in the NFL, but I don't know what he adds. If you put him on the Dolphins or you put him on Kansas City, put him on the Jets, I don't know what he has to offer there. And there's varying reports there. I think people are cautious to sign off on it. Like DeAndre Hopkins, oh my gosh, he's an all-pro. Do you want him? What do you get him? He was an all-pro 3 years ago. So that's a long, long time ago as a wide receiver, feels like. But I don't know who would step up and what it costs them. And then are the Cardinals, are they on the hook for $22 million this year? Yeah, Paulie.
It does feel like the Chiefs are going to find a way to make cap room to get him. This is the kind of thing the Chiefs do. They add a guy who...
But do they need him?
Right. That's the point. They don't need him, but...
But why not?
Why not? Join the club.
Yeah.
Catch 60 balls for us and then grab yourself a ring.
Buffalo?
A guy like him who's used to Arizona and Houston. That is drastic.
Seems awfully cold.
Yeah, I've been in Houston and Arizona. I'm going to Buffalo.
Well, I think it gets pretty chilly in Kansas City, but
it can.
Seems lake effect cold.
It gets cold in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It doesn't get Buffalo cold in Kansas City.
In Buffalo, it's cold now.
You're no, like, it's not.
Come on, that's
come
not
on.
True.
You
probably
know
is. That's over under temperature in Buffalo today.
62.
66.
58.
Marvin?
69.
All right.
High of 85 in Buffalo, New York today. They got to call DeAndre Hopkins today. Get in there today.
Yeah. That's when, if you go visit Syracuse and you go, you know, in the summer or in the fall, and you're like, yeah, I like this.
This is gorgeous.
And then you get Syracuse in December and January, and you're like, oh, my God.
Have Hopkins in for recruiting me. Hey, this is really how it is all year.
Yeah. You know, that whole cold stuff, it's overrated. You know, it just looks cold on TV. D-Hop. Yeah. All right. High of 87 tomorrow in Buffalo.
Buffalo?
It's warmer there than it is here.
What is it currently right now?
Currently in Buffalo? Ooh. Oh, please.
66 degrees.
I got 73.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Is it going to be warmer in Buffalo than Los Angeles today? Hold, please.
Eddie's getting the book.
Yeah.
It is 59 in L.A. right now, and high of only 67.
Oh.
Not in Valley, it's probably a few degrees.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. There's the marine layer.
Sure.
It'll burn off.
there it is.
Okay. Yes, son.
I was looking up top beaches in Buffalo that actually exist. Gallagher Beach, highly recommended in the 3 spot. Top 10 beaches in Buffalo.
Thank you. Thank welcome. God. I've been to Buffalo. Anybody else been to Buffalo?
Not once, but I want to go, believe it or not.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed the people and went to the Anchor Bar.
Buffalo feels like my kind of place.
Yeah.
Gotta admit.
Yeah. had a good time. Went for a wedding. Nice people. They know how to party. Yes, Todd.
I went to a Broncos-Bills game, which did not go well for Denver and Buffalo, with my son. And then we went to a couple of wing places. Fantastic. I know you think Buffalo wings, it can't be as great, but that was some good stuff.
You drove up?
We flew.
Oh, okay.
I initially thought about driving, but then I was like, that's going to take way too long. So we flew.
All right. Well, thanks.
It was fun.
By the way, in case you're wondering, according to DraftKings, what is the betting line? Game one NBA Finals. Todd, I'll start with you. Over, under.
Over, under. I got caught with my Buffalo wings.
Just you can, what do you think the point spread is?
The point spread is going to be 7.5.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
4.5.
All right, Marvin.
3.5.
Paulie.
8.5.
Blue. Heat getting 8.5 tonight.
That's a lot.
Or tomorrow night, I should say. Yeah. Well, it feels like that's the betting line for every Miami Heat game. Against Boston, it was like, and they're 8-point underdogs, and they're 7.5-point underdogs. It'll be the same way during the NBA Finals.
Seems like 5.5 would be about right.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
This feels like the game where the Heat win outright because they've been playing, and you know they're overly rested, and somehow now it's a series because the Heat won the first
game.
Well,
then you'll get the rust or rest. We love to do that when one team gets an extended period of time off. Rust or rest? All I know is Eric Spoelstra will have Miami ready to go. I mean, I know that sounds corny or stupid to say, but I don't know if everybody is ready to go when they get into these big moments and these big games. And I go back to what happened after game 6. He was like, hey, I wish game 7 would start right now. Like, he got his team ready. Game 6 is done. We lost. We shouldn't have lost, but we did. Now we take care of business in Game 7. And it's a small thing, but it felt like Miami was ready in Game 7 and Boston wasn't, for whatever reason. But going into Denver, you know, we'll talk about the altitude, I'm sure. But this is, what is our game plan? And can we continue to execute our game plan, or do we have to change it because we're going to play against the Nuggets? Do they have an answer for Joker? No. But does Denver have an answer for Jimmy Butler? Tyler Hero, maybe game 3 that he would be back. So you're asking, can Bam Adebayo neutralize Joker? Or can they run a zone defense? Can they do something there that's going to neutralize him? And by that, I mean, he'll get his triple-double. Now, Jamal Murray, to me, he's the key. You can't let him go for 35, because if you do, you're not going to beat him. And that bench is, and Miami has enough depth to be able to counteract Denver. Denver's usually got 7 players that they're playing. Or they got, you know, it gets tighter when you get deeper into the playoffs, how many players you're going to play. And they usually play around 7. Yes, Marv.
This series seems like there's going to be either a Bruce Brown game or a Max Strus game. Strus? Max Strus game.
Yeah.
One of those guys are going to go off for 20.
Okay. Well, we've seen that with the undrafted players with Miami. But that gets back to, they know what their role is. I thought Boston, some of those players didn't know their roles or forgot their roles. And that's why it came crumbling down there. Yes, Paulie.
It does feel like there's only downside for Denver. They're the huge favorites. This is their year. They clean up the mess of the past 2 years. Jokic gets payback for not getting the MVP. And, you know, he gets crowned probably the best player in the world right now. Air quotes, but unlikely that they lose it, but it's only downside for them. Even if it takes them 7 games, it's almost like, why did it take so long? They, you know, they're expected to roll.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a sweep, but I expect Denver to win.
Are we playing sweep or 7? If you had to bet on 4 games or 7 game series?
I would go on 7 games.
Wow, sweep or 7?
Yeah.
Never played that before.
No, we haven't. It's a new game. Will there be a sweep or 7 games? Todd.
It's going to go 7 more likely than a sweep.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
Let's say 7-2.
All right. Marv.
Heat culture, 7.
Oh,
Heat culture.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
I would bet on a Denver sweep over 7 games.
Oh, okay. Right. Does anybody have Miami winning? Okay.
It's exactly what they want.
All right. They do.
Right where we wanted them.
That's when Spoelstra says to his team, come here. You know what? Dan Patrick and the Danettes, nobody picked you. No, are you kidding me? Let's go. And Jimmy Butler calls us out.
How many games have they even watched?
I thought the Nuggets get no respect.
Those little handed that.
Wait, do you just take a shot at Marvin?
Whoa. Oh, that's Jimmy Butler Whoa. Calling out Marvin.
I know, but you just took a shot at Marvin.
He's a new guy. That's what you get.
Marvin's got his new T-shirt on.
I can feel it in my plums.
Yeah, that's a new T-shirt available at DanPatrick.com.
Lovely color on Marvin.
Oh, it looks great.
Yeah, this looks amazing. And the plum, the color of the plums are just phenomenal.
Yeah, they are.
Those are available at DanPatrick.com. By the way, we will have an update on the tailgate moonshine, I believe, coming up in a week or so. By the end of June, watermelon moonshine.
Get ready.
Yes.
Get ready.
Yes.
Juneshine.
Yes. And I had some of it already, a little taste.
This morning?
No, not this morning. But it was
so far hour one, it feels like maybe we've been dipping into the bottle.
It is great. So we'll tell you more about tailgate moonshine. That'll be coming.
Seedless? Or you get a little pulp in there. How does that work? No? We're into that one.
Seagrass?
Seedless.
Oh, like a seedless watermelon.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Will that be like a little pulp? Will there be some
seagrass?
I thought you were saying Seacrest. Out.
That would make very little sense if I said that. Not that what I said was any good either.
You're off to a decent start.
And then, as usual, it starts to fall apart.
You always find the iceberg.
I should have just got out like Bob Myers. Once you start seeing it go sideways.
And Bob Myers, the show.
Yeah, you're Todd Tanic.
Pull the parachute.
Todd Tanic, wow. That's
harsh. See, that was unnecessary.
That was unnecessary.
You found the iceberg. Congratulations. Our play of the day is up next here. We sponsored the car that just won the Indy 500. I go, well, we won the Indy 500.
We were in the pits, but we might as well have been.
Yeah, we were that close. TireRack.com. They're there for you. They're going to help you. If you're thinking about tires, that's the way to go. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive, and they're going to send you back the easy-to-use tire decision guide. So that's a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. And they sell only the best. Full lineup of general tires, and they're shipped fast and free. Now, they have over 10,000 recommended installers. They have free road hazard protection. There's also mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. That means they bring the tires to you, your home or your office, and install them on site. TireRack.com/Dan. See the general tire test results, special offers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental health podcast. And each week we try to help turn our mental health issues into mental wealth. And we dive in with everyone from the world of sports and entertainment like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. So each week, listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
The play, the play of the day.
Slater left side, got it!
Check this out.
Now it turns. Here it is. And it's a ground ball toward third. Riley has got it. Bobbles it. Picks it up. Throws it to the plate. And too late. And the A's have won it. There's not going to be a challenge. And the A's win it. 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth.
Oakland A's Radio Network. By the way, how crazy is this stat? The Oakland A's have 5 walk-off wins this season. They have a total of 12 wins this season. They are tied with the Yankees for the most walk-off wins in Major League Baseball. That's your stat of the day and play of the day as well. Tired of seeing dull tires? You don't have to anymore because the great folks at Meguiar have come to the rescue. Meguiar's hybrid ceramic tire shine. Give it a try. Meguiar's. Reflect your passion. Update the poll results there, Seton, if you can.
Dan, why did Warriors GM Bob Myers step down? Was it a new gig he wanted out before the downfall, or it was just time? Right now, 60% have him out before the downfall. All Only right. 10% think he's got a new gig.
All right, here's Bob Myers, the former Warriors GM, on why he's stepping down.
The bottom line is this job, and I would say this for any professional general manager or coach, requires complete engagement, complete effort, 1,000%. And if you can't do it, then you shouldn't do it. And so that's the answer to the question of why.
Okay. He can always go back, take like a gap year, and then go back another team if he wants to. Certainly have that opportunity. A couple of phone calls in here. Doug in North Carolina leads us off. Good morning, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dan, I was up very late last night waiting for the final episode of Ted Lasso, and it was, I'm not going to give any spoiler alerts, but it was really well done. There's a lot of Easter eggs if you're a classic television fan. There's a lot of Easter eggs to some old shows, but I wanted to suggest a poll question. In the same week, we had the final episode of Ted Lasso, Succession, and Barry all drop. Of the three, what's the best TV show?
Oh, what's the best TV show? Ted Lasso was awesome that first year. Sort of trailed off. Barry was awesome, I think, throughout, but Succession was the better show out of those three. And I thought Succession ended at the right time because you realize the people in Succession weren't changing. It was basically different scenarios, but the same people reacting the same way. And I thought it ended perfectly. Barry, surprise ending, but I thought Bill Hader did a wonderful job. And, you know, that entire cast. Ted Lasso was wonderful. And it came at a great time during the pandemic where you wanted to feel good about something, and Ted Lasso made people feel good about something. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, the Succession, that finale was, what, 3 days ago? Three nights ago or something? I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
like this morning, I was still thinking about different characters and stuff like that. That series was phenomenal. I tried Barry, but couldn't do it. But I'll have to go back maybe and try. And Ted Lasso is like one of my favorite shows of all time. Love it.
But with Barry, just the fact that, okay, here's the premise. You're going to have a hitman who's hired to kill somebody who's taking acting lessons, and then he kills him, and then he somehow gets into the acting class, and all of a sudden, Henry Winkler is the acting coach, and then he takes him under his wing, and then he realizes that maybe he has a future as an actor, and he doesn't want to be a hitman anymore. Just thinking that. Yeah. Like, you start with that premise and you go, okay, all right, you got me.
But you know what, Barry is one of those shows for me that I tried and it didn't stick, but it also took me like five tries with The Wire, and then all of a sudden it hit me like a ton of bricks where I was like, oh my God, this show is awesome. You know? Sometimes it takes a couple watches.
Succession was great from the start.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. But if you like watching bad people be bad, then it's a great show.
That's like we were just talking, my wife and I, the other day about, I said, who's the best one? Like, who's the best person out of all of them? And you really can't figure it out.
So you're asking who is...
Of all the characters.
Who's best at being bad?
No, who's like the best person?
Oh, I thought that Tom was. I thought that Shiv's husband, Tom, was... The best character.
Oh, no, he's the best character, but like the actual best person, like who the worst person, say, would be Logan Roy, like the most rotten, evil person.
Yeah.
Who's actually the one with the best character, like as a human?
I don't.
And that just like it doesn't exist.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they're all just so rotten and so like just damaged.
Yeah, Paul.
I love how Ted Lasso even happened. It was a series of promos a decade ago. Some executive, a couple mid-level guys created at NBC Sports, and they hired Jason Sudeikis to be in it for six promo spots. That was it, and it died, and that was it. There was no plan for a show. There's no idea for a show, and Sudeikis and his people, well afterwards, said, you know, there's something here, and they went to NBC and said, can we take this character and use it? And they had to get permission from NBC, but that could have easily not even happened.
Yeah, and it was a fictitious coach, but he had these press conferences, and they were well done.
But I'm pretty sure when we had Brendan Hunt on, who, that's Coach Beard.
Yeah.
I think he wrote.
I think so.
Just about all of it. I mean, I think it's really his creation, and Sudeikis is the lead guy. But I'm pretty sure Brendan Hunt had a huge hand in all of it.
I was looking at the names in Succession, and Tom's name in the show is Wamgness.
Wamgness.
And they wanted it purposely to, you know, be confusing and troublesome to say. And I immediately, when I saw it, I thought of the baseball player who pulled off the unassisted triple play in the World Series. And I thought, is there any correlation there? And I'm thinking, what correlation could there be? And these are guys from, I believe, England who wrote the show. I don't know if they even know about Billy Wamsgnask with a unassisted triple play in the World Series. And then the last week leading up to it, it was like, you know, maybe there's something there with Tom and an unassisted triple play. So I thought, okay, is he going to then win and then the three Roy siblings lose and therefore he pulls off a triple play? And then they said, you know, the writer said and producer said, no, we have no idea about this baseball player in 1920 who pulled off an unassisted triple play. But if you look at it, Tom pulled off an unassisted triple play because he won and the Roy siblings got left out. Yeah, Paulie.
You know what I love most about Barry, personally, is that the actor Henry Winkler got another act to his career. And, I mean, he's really important. He's not like a side character on the show. He's a main character.
Yeah.
And at the show, they went with Henry Winkler, who was a superstar in the 70s, and then had a nice career in between Happy Days and did a lot of movies and TV shows. But to have... like a last act or a second act of your career at the stage is really cool.
Mr. Cousineau. There's some wild characters, though. I thought the casting in Barry was spectacular. I thought Bill Hader did a wonderful job. But those shows where you're watching and all of a sudden these characters, who most of them you hadn't heard of, like Kieran Culkin, you know, his brother's so much more famous, but he was meant for that job. Everybody, it felt like in Succession, was meant for that job. I thought, I don't know if it's because of the writing or how they absorbed the character, but they became those people. Like, I would think they would be like that in real life. if I met those characters. Yes, Eden.
And that even just thinking about how Kieran Culkin, sort of like the arc of that character and the way he acted, especially in this last season, how he went from just this super snarky, like acerbic guy to, you know, just so broken.
Yeah.
Shiv's character, same thing. Tom seemed to start the weakest and get the strongest. Like, it's just so well done.
Marvin and Fritzy, if you want to weigh in on these shows, go ahead.
I haven't seen them.
What's Barry?
Okay.
I'm familiar with them. I just haven't watched them.
Okay.
Dude, you guys, now that nothing's on, you guys got to watch Beef.
Oh, I started watching Beef as well.
So good.
Yeah.
So
not,
good.
Not a food show.
No, it's not.
I learned that real quick.
No, it's not. All right. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Doug in North Carolina, thank you for the suggested poll question. Do we want to do that better show? Ted Lasso, Succession,
ooh,
or Barry?
Yeah.
All right.
Hour two.
We'll do that hour two. Reggie Miller will stop by. Final hour of the program. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. NBA Finals begin Thursday night with the Heat, 8.5-point underdogs. Stanley Cup Final on Saturday. Hour two coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.